Aloha everybody, and welcome to today's kupuna. And to all the kupuna out there and their families listening this afternoon, this is Percy Ihara.
I'm the host of today's kupuna on this talk radio, AM 830 on the dial, KHVH. We're here each Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. Each week we bring to you various topics, services, programs, and reliable information, because really it's really hard today hard to find good reliable information. This is a live call-in show, so please give us a call if you have anything, questions, or anything regarding seniors. If I don't know the answer, I will give you a phone number to call. I work with a lot of city agencies, and I can refer you that way. The number here is 521-8383 on Oahu, and on the Outer Islands, it's toll-free. It's 1-888-565-8383. So give us a call if you have a question. If it's not regarding our topic today, you can just give us a call. Tell them, you know, I need a number for this, and I'll give it to you. Because I will, throughout the whole show, give you all phone numbers, addresses if you need. We're going to do a schedule of events coming up for seniors. And also, just basic topics today. And today, you're fortunately, we are going to talk about real estate in Hawaii. And what better person to have it? My brother, Dan Ihara. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you, Percy.
And Dan is with Prudential Advantage in Honolulu here. And Dan, and for the people that are listening out there, the reason why I asked my brother on the show is because he actually works with a lot of seniors.
That's correct, Percy. We have a lot of seniors who are in a downsizing mode. They have a large asset that they've accumulated over time, and its capital appreciation has grown. And now it's time for them to move on. You know, their house is too large. It's too cumbersome to maintain. The kids are gone, and they're in the next transition of life, so to speak.
That's very true. And I wanted to cover some of your background in a short amount of time you've been with Prudential Advantage. You're recognized as one of the top three agents in Hawaii for Prudential. All of Prudential?
Yeah, all of Prudential in Hawaii for the first quarter of this year.
Wow, in 2008. Yeah. And you work with your wife, my sister-in-law, Julie Ihara.
Yes, my wife Julie is my boss. She tells me how hard to work and when to go call a client.
And I'll be honest with you, I think everybody in our family is really impressed. You actually, in a very short time, made a Chairman's Circle Award as well, yeah?
That's correct. We were very blessed with a wonderful number of clients, and this last year in 2006 and 2007, as well as 2008, we were awarded the Chairman's Circle, which puts us in the top 3% of the Prudential agents nationwide.
And that's probably out of thousands and thousands of agents with Prudential, yeah?
Most definitely.
And Hawaii, you're in the top what?
I think we're number 45 or 50
in the state
out of 6,000 plus agents. So it puts us in about the top first 1%.
And I know you work with a lot of seniors because I see your signs everywhere up where Aleva and...
and pretty much everywhere around the island, mostly in town, though, from Aleva to Pacific Heights all the way to St. Louis and Hawaii Kai. Yeah.
Why do you think that area specifically? I know a lot of them. Everybody tells me, oh, yeah, I seen your brother's ad. I saw his sign on the street. Yeah.
Well, number one, we write an article for the newspaper, as you know. Mm-hmm. Every 5 weeks, we address situations for clients. Recently, we've been spending a lot of time with seniors, because these are the folks that live in town, the area where we remarket, and just are in that transition mode.
Yeah. And I wanted to say hello to everybody that was at a senior fair yesterday and today. I did speak to a lot of people at the senior fair. I have a booth at a senior fair, and a lot of my listeners have been coming by, so thank you very much for listening. I know a lot of them listen to Rowan Young as well, so I want to thank the listeners from Rowan's show that just stays on an extra hour listening to us. Welcome to the show. So senior fair is actually another day tomorrow, Sunday from 8:30 to 4:30 at the Blaisdell. So if you get a chance, and we'll see how many callers we have, because tomorrow, if you come by my booth, I'm in booth 324, and if you mention that you saw or listened to my today's Kupuna show, you will get a free coffee mug. And yes, I said free, because I had them at the booth, and anybody came by the last 2 days that mentioned they saw my television show or my TV radio show, they get a free today's Kupuna mug. So I'm in booth 324, so let's see how many people come to the senior fair tomorrow. And by the way, it's at the Blaisdell. It's all day, 8:30 to 4:30, and it's absolutely free. Mike Rozelle and his staff over there does a great job. I believe they had over 400 booths. So if you get a chance tomorrow, 8:30 to 4:30 at the Blaisdell, the Hawaii Senior Fair. So, Dan, I want to start off, you know, I'm actually very impressed with what you've been doing the last few years with regard to real estate, but how is this market today? I mean, it's kind of a weird, you know, this week, Merrill Lynch, Lehman Brothers, AIG, kind of scary news, yeah?
That's correct. The financial challenges we've been faced with in our market, not only in Hawaii, but nationwide, have had an impact to our local real estate market. Forecasters predict that the market's going to be relatively flat, with a little bit of a dipping, actually. Median sale prices are going to be dipping just a little over the next few years, and it'll probably continue up until maybe 2010.
Okay. Wow. So what do people do?
On the good side of that, the positive side, is the interest rates are very low. The bond market went down, and therefore the interest rates are going down, and it allows people to buy a little bit more than they had a few months ago. But because of the financial challenges that we're faced with, we're finding that there's a bit of uncertainty in buyers. They're a little more reserved. We're going to notice, again, a dipping of the market value.
So do you tell people to stay put, or... You know, I always tell people, you sell high, buy high. You sell low, you pay low.
It really depends. It really depends on what their goals are. The first thing we do is we ask them, you know, what are your specific goals? Are you planning on holding your property for 8 to 10 years? And I wouldn't sell today. I would hold on to it.
Right.
If you're planning on, because the market will go up over time. But if you're planning on moving in just because of the situation and transition of your life, in the next, I'd say, 12 to 24 months, the sooner the better.
Really?
Yeah, because 1 year from now, we probably won't be at the same position that we are today.
That's pretty scary news, though.
Well, it can be.
but because dealing with, so is it, how different is it dealing with a senior? You know, the kids are out of the house already. They're what's called empty nesters. Let's say they're 65, 70 years old. You know, the kids have all their own homes. And a lot of them want to downsize, yeah?
That's correct. You know, the home's too large for them. It's too difficult to maintain. They don't need all the rooms, and now they're downsizing. Many of my clients are going to condos, a little bit simpler living. Everything's taken care of. They can go on their trips to Vegas and
lock the house.
Exactly.
No yard work.
No, not at all.
No pile of mail.
No, not at all. And in the other case also, they're going to retirement communities. Many of our clients are going to Kahalanui and just many of the other retirement communities in the island.
That's one of the things we will be covering down the road. We'll be having a whole, we'll probably have all of them on the show eventually, just to let everybody know that it is an option. With Hawaii's real estate market, I mean, your average home in Hawaii is about what right now?
Right now it's about 6.25, I believe.
Average, yeah.
Well, that's a median. Not
oh, median, okay, yeah. Median.
So a median is the middle number between the highest and the lowest sale.
Okay. So when you're looking at California or let's say Colorado or Arkansas, their medium home is what, $200,000 or $300,000?
Probably much lower than ours,
really?
For sure, yeah.
So when they buy into a home, it may not be as nice as the ones here.
Most definitely, yeah.
So we'll cover that in a little bit. So, I you know, let's say dad wants to downsize. What's some of the things that you tell them? How do you figure out where to go?
Well, based on, you know, what their goals are in life, you know, how they want to live their life. We believe that it's a lifestyle decision. You know, how do you want to maintain your life? Do you like socialism? Do you want to be with a lot of people in a retirement community? That's a great thing. If you like a little bit more privacy, then, you know, you can go towards a condo. So it just depends on the individual.
And do you see a lot of children helping make decisions, or does that come into play a lot? Because, you know, I work with seniors every day, but I find a lot more children want to have say in their parents' down the road. Yeah.
It's really interesting. Lately, we've noticed a number of clients who really don't want to bother their family. Their families are busy. Their kids are grown. They have their family of their own. They're busy. And they just want to try to take care of things on their own. In fact, this week, we're helping a client of ours move out of their home. We're getting to put her house on the market. And we're going to be moving her to a condo. We helped her find a condo to stay in. And she's going to be moving into that. So those are the kind of things that we help them with through the transition.
Did she buy the condo already?
No, not yet. She's actually renting one.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you want to prep the house then?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, we'll cover that selling and buying for seniors. But so you do a lot more hands. So for the audiences out there, I don't really get involved in real estate with my brother, so I don't know exactly what they do. So that's kind of nice.
Well, what we do is we help them walk them through the process. The first stage of it is getting their home ready for sale, and that's the most challenging.
That is, because who do you turn to if the kid's not around? Like you say, you help move your clients. But you know, before we get further to that, let's take another short, quick break for a public service announcement, and we'll be right back after this. This is Percy Ihara with today's Kupuna.
This Saturday and every Saturday, join host Percy Ihara, a senior advocate who has over 17 years of experience as a mortgage professional, with Today's Kupuna, a weekly series focusing on important issues facing seniors and their families. Get involved. Share your thoughts. Call 521-8383 and toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 1-888-565-8383. It's Today's Kupuna on News Radio 830 KHVH. Don't miss it.
Check out Today's Kupuna on television every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on Olelo's Channel 52. Just like Today's Kupuna on News Radio 830 KHVH, Percy Ihara will have interviews with guests in your community to discuss very important issues facing our Kupuna and their families. So hey, tell your friends and neighbors and spread the word. Today's Kupuna on Olelo Channel 52 and News Radio 830 KHVH. And check out KHVH830AM.com.
Hey, you with the rumbling tummy. What's for dinner tonight? My name's Sat, short for saturated fat. And I love it when you eat the foods I'm in, like cheeseburgers and pizza.
Move over, brother. I'm trans, the bad fat you've seen on the news. Might I tempt you with some crispy fried chicken and fluffy biscuits?
Come on, give in to your cravings.
We can't wait to raise your bad cholesterol.
And clog up your arteries.
The Bad Fats Brothers. Don't let them break your heart. Learn more at AmericanHeart.org/facethefats.
Aloha, this is Brian Schatz, Executive Director of Helping Hands Hawaii, one of Oahu's largest social service agencies. We help hundreds of moms every month with diapers, beds, bus passes, desks, chairs, and whatever they need to keep their families together and their lives in order. We need your help. Please call the Helping Hands Community Clearinghouse if you have a household item to give away. We'll even come to pick it up. Call us at 536-7234 or visit HelpingHandsHawaii.org. Thanks.
You're listening to Today's Kupuna with Percy Ihara. If you want to discuss the topic of the day, have a question, or want to make a comment, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 888-565-8383. Now back to Percy Ihara and Today's Kupuna.
Welcome back, everybody, to this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Now, I'm always indoors at 4 or 5 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. Beautiful. But anyway, welcome everybody. This is Today's Kupuna. I am Percy Ihara, your host. We're here each Wednesday, I always say Wednesday, every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. And the reason why I say every Wednesday sometimes is every Wednesday night from 7 o'clock to 7:30, Today's Kupuna is on, actually on TV. It's on television. It's on Olelo. So you have to have cable, and it's on channel 52 on the dial. So tune in every Wednesday. We talk about just like issues like this, but you'll be able to see my guests. Because today, even though we're dressed up, a lot of times we're in shorts every Saturday. So, Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Channel 52. So, I hope you got your paper and pencil, because I'm going to give you a very valuable number to write down. The city and county has an excellent rehabilitation program. And the reason I'm going to give you that phone number is because they've increased the amount. I believe it was 70 or 80,000. But it just this year, in 2008, it increased to $150,000. It's a city loan that they put on your property, and it's a rehabilitation. So give Dan Tully a call. His number is 768-7076, and he can walk you through the process to renovate your home. It is for, I believe it's age-restricted. I believe it's 50 or 60 years old, but give Dan a call. I don't know the specifics about it, but I know it's very low interest, and they've helped actually a few of my clients to rebuild and renovate their home. If your house has to be totally teared down, they won't do that. So I'll let you know right now. But you can call Dan Tully at the City and County Rehabilitation Program at 768-7076. So it's an excellent program. I've referred a number of people to him. So back to real estate. So if you have a question about real estate, give us a call, 521-8383. And if you want to call from Maui about anything regarding seniors, it's 1-888-565-8383. So Dan, we're talking earlier about prepping the home. There's so many realtors today. I know with the market slowing down, I highly recommend everybody to work with somebody that's a lot of experience. But, you know, there's very few people that work with seniors. Probably you probably do the most, yeah? There's very few people that actually have done a lot of loans for or a lot of transactions with seniors, yeah?
Yeah, that's very true. Because of the market that we work in, and mostly in town, those are the properties that, you know, people have bought a long time ago, mm-hmm. and now they've aged and their children have gone, and now it's time for them to move on and transition through.
So when you talk to people about selling a house, what was that story earlier talking about where the guy said he wanted to sell his house himself?
Today there was a gentleman that came to see me at the Blaisdell Seniors Fair, and he said, oh, I want to sell my house on my own. I said, sure, that's great. Let me give you some helpful tips. I asked him, so when was the last time you sold your home? He said, oh, it was 40 years ago. I said, well, let me show you the purchase contract of today. In the litigious society we live in, there's 12 pages when just a few years ago it was just one page.
Wow, yeah, that for sale by owner is great if you can do it. But, you know, I would always seek out real estate professionals that can give you some guidance, give you some tips, and you know, hopefully they'll guide you. But, you know, I tell people, you know, people call me on the phone, ask about mortgages, ask about real estate. So, you know, you can't do it over the phone. You got to meet in person, interview certain agents, and people that you trust, because with regard to the senior marketplace, trust is pretty much the top of the list of who you're dealing with. So you'll walk them through what are some of the tips. They say, well, Dan, you know, I'm thinking about selling my house and downsizing. Where do you go from there?
Well, the first step is defining where they want to go. Once they've defined where they want to go, then we help them get the home ready for sale. Now, the most challenging thing in getting the home ready for sale is clearing the clutter. You know, if you've been in your home for a long time.
Oh, no, not the clutter issue.
Yeah, either. My wife, I love her dearly, but, yeah, she has a tendency to collect clutter. And those are the type of things that are most difficult for people to get through on their own.
Uh-huh. That's probably why there's so many storage places around town to put all your clutter, yeah?
That's correct. That's correct. So what we do is we'll go into the home and we'll basically say, well, you want to store and donate or throw away everything that's unnecessary. You know, we have a team of people that can come in and help them basically clear the clutter.
Mm.
Things that you only have four piles. So if you think about it that way, the simplest way to think about clearing the clutter is you have four piles.
What's the four piles?
Okay, the first pile is you're going to donate it. Right? Give it away something decent that somebody else could use. You donate it.
That's easy.
Right. The other is to give it away to family and friends. Right. Have your family and friends come over and say, just take what you want. These are the things that I want to get rid of.
That's a good
one.
Another one
you're going to take with you. But when you're downsizing, you have to keep in mind everything that's in your home will probably not fit in a condo or a
retirement
community.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The last thing is just to throw it away.
So that's a tough one.
Yeah. So if you think about it that way, there's only four piles. Well, I had a client that lived up in 11 Heights, and she had two young daughters. Well, not young. They were adults, and they were very busy, so they couldn't have time to spend to help their mother. But when I got to the home, it was a challenge. She was overwhelmed. You know, it's a very large 3,000-square-foot home.
A lot of space to put a lot of clutter.
With one person living there, and she, you know, she was a teacher, and all good teachers will collect things because you may need it one day.
Uh-huh.
So she collected a lot of things, and it was time to move on. It was a bit overwhelming. So she called me up and asked me if we could help her. So we actually spent about 2 months just getting her and clearing her clutter.
Wow.
That's a long time.
And you did it. Do you folks charge for these services, by the way?
No. Well, that portion, getting the home ready for sale, there's no cost to the seller for my time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, there will be vendors that we'll bring in, and we'll basically say these are things that need to be done, and we'll get a written estimate. We'll present it to our seller, and that way they can say, well, this is what's going to be done, and this is how much it's going to cost, and this is when it'll be done by.
Hmm.
And our job is just to manage and kind of coordinate that process. It makes it much easier for the seller, mm-hmm. knowing that they have peace of mind that these things will get taken care of. Hmm. You know, Percy, we do this day in and day out for all of our clients, and many of them are seniors, and we feel that it's our duty to help these.
It really is.
It's just like mom and dad, right? I mean, if mom and dad are in that situation, we're going to treat our clients the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you said four piles, the pile that we want to keep and take to the condo.
Right.
Pile they want to donate.
Yeah.
Pile to the family.
Yeah.
What's the fourth pile?
Trash.
Throw away.
Right.
What about the pile that for the stuff that I love that I don't want to throw away?
Then you're going to take it with you.
Okay, but I already have that pile full already.
Then you better call your family.
Okay, what about the pile that I might need someday?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of storage places out there.
That's why there's so many. There's a lot of, I've recorded storage places all over the place,
That's correct.
But it's very commonplace. And in fact, if you have a problem with clutter, I know the city and county, they have a at elderlyaffairs.org, I believe it is. Let me just find out. I believe it's elderlyaffairs.com, And actually, go on their website. They do have a newsletter. It's called Aloha Pumihana. And ask for the back issue. I believe it was like the first quarter of this year. And they had an article about clutter. And it's psychological, emotional. It's a very difficult thing to clear up, but you can't sell a house with clutter.
Yeah, well, you could, actually. But, you know, our goal is to get as much as we can for the home so that their proceeds are as large as possible for them to take on to their next property. Going back to that same story, you know, my client who was leaving that very large home and going into Kahalanui, it was a larger Kahalanui unit. It was two-bedroom, but still, obviously limited number of things. So when she said, I'm ready to do it, I said, well, how many boxes will you actually fit? Besides your furniture, how many boxes will you be able to take? She said, oh, maybe about 8 or 10. So I brought her 10 boxes. Mm-hmm. I said, well, fill these up. Everything else we'll dispose of for her. And it made the process go a little bit quicker.
Oh, good. Yeah. I give you a lot of credit. It takes a lot of time.
It took us a very long time. But, you know, Percy, selling a home is a big deal, especially if you've lived in it all your life.
It's very emotional.
It's very emotional. And that's the challenging part that we know that we have to be sensitive to, that you're moving all of these memories and leaving them behind. So out of those 10 boxes, I told her, really, there's only two of the most important things that you will need to take with you, or at least know where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
One is your financial information. If you don't need it within the last few years, shred it. Don't just throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're shredding the things you don't need. Take the things that you do, financial bank statements and so forth.
Right.
The other is pictures.
Yeah.
Family heirlooms. You know, things you cannot replace.
Yep.
Those are the two most important things that people own. Mm-hmm. You can always buy a house. You can buy furniture. But you can't ever replace these.
No,
you
cannot. That's very true. So what are the obstacles or challenges that you have for seniors when they sell a home? Besides clutter, I mean, that's probably a big one, yeah?
Well, preparing it for sale. Many times they're older, maybe many times it needs a little bit of work. And the more we can help them with, the better the values will come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Garrett, we have a caller from Central Oahu. Can we take the call, Justin? Garrett, go ahead. Garrett,
hello, Percy. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'd really, really like to thank you and your brother for what you guys are doing. I can really relate to – what is your brother's name?
My brother's name is Dan.
Dan. I can really relate to what he had to go through, you know, helping elderly people move.
Mm-hmm.
About 5 years ago, I had to – myself, my brother, and my sister had to move my mother out of her house. She was living there for a very long time, and she grew up during the Depression era.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, when she was a young child, my grandfather had a hard time parting with anything.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it is so difficult to try. It was hard and difficult to try to get my mom to throw away anything.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, you know, there's so much memories attached. And my mother was also a school teacher, too. So, you know, even trivial stuff like pictures or letters from former students that she had, she had difficult parting. And during the cleaning process, she would stop and read stuff, and it was so difficult. So I can really, really relate to what you go through, and I really give you a lot of credit for what you are doing.
Well, thank you, Gary. I appreciate it.
It's so challenging.
You can tell firsthand experience with this issue here.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they are there from the Depression era, and actually their generation, Gary, I'm 48. My brother's, 45?
45.
We're from the baby boomer generation, yeah?
Right.
They are from what's called the greatest generation, that era before us. And Tom Brokaw, the NBC commentator, had coined that phrase. Why? Because they are the greatest generation. They grew up in a different era than us, and they're our foundation. They grew up with depression, the war, saving money, saving every nickel penny, doing everything for our children, respecting the family elder, the family and elders and neighbors, and whatever you told me was the truth. Well, and so when you say she read everything when she was going to the box, let me tell you, you know, as we get older, we will be doing the same thing. So I like my brother and financial advisors and attorneys and CPAs I work with. They said you treat every client like it's your mother because it is somebody's mother. But, Garrett, thank you very much. And thank you for listening. Tell your friends and family about the show, Today's Kupuna. All right?
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This is Percy Ihara with Today's Kupuna. We're here each Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. We're going to take another short break. We'll be right back after this message.
From the Clear Channel News Center, I'm Linda Dela Cruz. President Bush says today's bombing of a Marriott hotel in Islamabad, Pakistan, is a reminder of the threat faced by all those who stand against violent extremism. He's strongly condemning the attack but has not assigned blame. The attack killed at least 40 people, but dozens more are feared dead in the rubble. Talk about towing the line. Nearly 300 tow trucks tumbled through New York City today in an attempt to smash the world record for the largest tow truck parade. The previous world record was a parade of 83 tow trucks in August 2004 back in Washington State. Here at home, walk-in early voting on Oahu for the primary election is down this year compared with the last two primary elections. Honolulu City Clerk's Office said yesterday that 13,014 people voted early at five voting places around Oahu in advance of today's election. That's down from 17,105 in 2006 and 17,398 in 2004. Today, polling places close at 6 p.m. Big Island Mayor Harry Kim has been released from the Queens Medical Center in Honolulu. The 69-year-old Kim underwent triple bypass surgery last Sunday following a heart attack, the second heart attack in as many months. Kim is in the final months as mayor. Term limits prevent him from running for re-election. Several civil rights groups are calling for the resignation of the state's top tourism executive because of racist and sexist emails forwarded from his government computer. Alfonso Braggs of the Hawaii branch of the National Association for Advancement of Colored People says Rex Johnson has damaged the mission and integrity of the Hawaii Tourism Authority with his inappropriate and unethical behavior. In island weather, it's partly cloudy with isolated showers. The overnight low is about 71 degrees. Winds are easterly at 11 to 9 miles per hour. I'm Linda Dela Cruz.
You're listening to Today's Kupuna with your host, Percy Ihara, where he provides valuable information and resources to help seniors realize a higher quality of life. Every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m., Percy and his guests discuss the issues important to the senior community. Whether you want to discuss the topic of the day or just have a question, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the Neighbor Islands, 888-565-8383. Now, here's Percy Ihara and Today's Kupuna.
Welcome back, everybody, and to all our Kupuna and family. Garrett, thank you for the call. Every week we'll cover different issues regarding seniors. So if you have a question about real estate, like today, or if any other issues regarding seniors, give us a call. I have a whole list of phone numbers from the Elderly Affairs and Executive Office on Aging. So if you need numbers or programs and services, let me know. I've probably done close to, or maybe more than 100 shows, different shows. So I definitely know a lot of people in town regarding the senior issues. I did want to mention, if you haven't seen it already, Generations Magazine, or Generation Hawaii Magazine, is The Good Life After 50, and you can pick up one at Longs and Zippy's. And thanks to Longs and Zippy's for providing these magazines. They're absolutely free. And a lot of good articles about aging issues, senior-related issues. I write for the magazine as well. And they have a calendar of events, a lot of phone numbers in there as well, but you can pick it up and read it. The Elderly Affairs Division.com, or Elderly Affairs, their phone number is 768-7700. And if you have any question regarding senior issues, that'd be one of the first places to start. It's 768-7700. And if you have any questions regarding anything regarding seniors, they'll point you in the right direction or give you the phone number as well. Also, they have on their website, if you go to there or ask them, call them, they have what's called Aloha Pumihana, which is I believe it's a quarterly newsletter. You can get it mailed to you, and in print, they'll tell you what's coming up on events and stories about caregiving and city and county programs. And if you watch TV every morning, every Monday morning at, I would say about 7:30, 7:45 on KGMB, Channel 9, they do what's called The Genius of Aging, and they portray, and they have Dr. Bill Thomas talking about aging issues. So looking for that every Monday morning on KGMB. And then on Thursday morning and Thursday afternoon, Kirk Matthews, my buddy Kirk Matthews, does what's called the Elderhood Project. And they talk about aging issues, and they interview local services and programs within the state of Hawaii. So watch out for Kirk every Thursday morning, and they replay it on the Channel 5 News at 5 p.m. on Channel 2. Also, to promote elderhood, they're going to do an Aging in Place workshop on October 4th. It's the first Saturday in October. It's going to be at the Ala Moana Hotel. It's going to be a big thing. You're going to see Kirk doing commercials the last week of September. Talking about aging in place. And so it's going to be at the Ala Moana Hotel from 8:30 to 3 o'clock. We're going to have talking about caregiving issues, caregiving options, your legal and financial advisement. Actually, Rowan Young is going to be there with me on a panel. And in the afternoon, we're going to talk about city and county state programs, nonprofit programs. There'll be over 31 exhibitors there. To provide information to seniors, and that was what we really try to do. So I gotta thank Kirk Matthews and KHON Channel 2 News for helping us be sponsor this event. And then lastly, Executive Office on Aging. They're also a wonderful resource. It's 586-0100. It's 586-0100. So today my guest is my brother Danny Haro, who does a lot of work with seniors in regards to real estate. And Dan, you know, I talked to a city and county to get a lot of calls from children that live on the mainland that don't live here. So I can imagine you must have a lot of clients that either seniors, the kids don't live here, or the kids are too busy with their own lives, so they need the hands-on help, yeah?
That's
correct. What are some of the tips that you can give them? If you use Dan or not, no big deal. But what are some of the tips you can give them to prepare the house to be sold?
One of the things that help in increasing perceived value in any home is the painting and the flooring portion. You know, people, when they look at the home, they want to kind of envision themselves living in it. You know, painting brightens up the home and makes it feel a little bit larger and a little alive. We just recommend that you choose neutral colors. Changing the flooring also, tile or laminate or even carpet, will make a big difference in how people see.
They talk about painting, but a lot of people don't talk about flooring. I guess you can go to the Costco's and the Home Depot's and Sam Club, which is pretty reasonable
price.
Very
inexpensive, yeah. We use a whole list of vendors that have been tried and proven. And what that does is it gives us a peace of mind knowing that the job will get done on time and at the right price.
Mm-hmm. You probably, like me, the people I refer out, I only do mortgages, but for people that I work with, I have to really trust these inventors that I use to be as referral source, yeah.
We take it very seriously, especially when we work with seniors. They're just like our mom and dad, and you know, we want to protect them. And part of protecting them is being there when they're doing the installation, and then also come back and make sure it's done properly.
You go inspect the property as well.
Exactly. Yeah, we want to make sure before it gets paid that it's done properly.
Mm-hmm. So besides the clutter, you want to paint and maybe tile or carpet. And it's probably not that much that expensive when you look at how much you can improve the value when you sell your house, yeah?
That's correct.
It's worth the investment, you think?
Oh, most definitely. If you've got some disposable income to use to spruce up the house, I would definitely recommend that.
Don't make it back, that's why.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, the way we look at it is for every dollar you put in, you want to get $4 or $5 back. Now, if you spend $5,000 on a place to spruce it up, it may seem like a lot, but if you can get $20,000, $30,000 back in resale value, that's a pretty good investment. Yeah.
So for those of you out there, as you know, Dan writes in an article in the Advertiser every 5 weeks to talk about sales tips, and you do seminars every five or 6 weeks.
That's correct. Actually, tomorrow, if you have some time. Tomorrow at the Seniors Fair, and I believe room 6,
right.
We'll be having our home selling seminar for seniors. We show everybody what we do. We have videos. We've got photos to show what the process is and how we help them. It's one thing getting the house ready for sale, but they still have to get it sold, and then it has another 45 days of trying to get through the escrow process to actually close and get their money.
So if you go to Dan's seminar, whether you go tomorrow, Sunday at 9 a.m. at the Blaisdell Senior Fair, you do seminars every like 5 or 6 weeks?
That's correct. After our newspaper article in the Advertiser, in the experts page, I think the next one's coming up in about 2 or 3 weeks, we'll have another series of seminars. This coming series, we're going to be talking about 1031 exchanges, differing your capital gains tax.
For somebody that has a principal residence and also
an investment property.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So you also have a website. You can go to your own website. Is that correct?
Yes. It's www.oahuhomes.biz.
Okay. And you have all the list of your seminars over there? Actually, I've never been to. I'm sorry. But.
No, yeah, it should be there. If not, they can always call us.
Okay.
My number is 256-7873.
256-7873. Right. Okay, so what's another good tip? I notice here, if you go to Dan's seminar, he'll give you this worksheet and just the pictures and stuff. You have a picture here. Now, you talk about kitchens.
Yes. You know, when a buyer comes into the home, typically it'll be a husband and wife, and if it is, we all know that the wife has a very large influence on purchasing the home.
Oh, yeah.
And with that said, you know, what are the two most important rooms? I always ask everybody in our seminar, what's the two most important rooms in the house? And that's the kitchens and bathroom.
Right.
So those are the two things that we could help with if they're in need of it.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a matter of just cleaning it, or it could be renovating the entire thing. There's just different degrees of remedying the situation that it's in.
Mm-hmm. So how often do you have to renovate the whole thing?
Not very often, actually.
Yeah.
Not very often.
So the small things, then?
Yeah, normally for, like, fixtures or paint, very inexpensive things. You know, if you go to the big boxes like Home Depot and Lowe's, you'll look around and light fixtures, $20, $25, you know, the faucet fixtures, $30. So it doesn't have to be that expensive. Yeah.
And what about the bathroom? I mean, I told my wife when we renovate our house, I want a big bathroom.
Right.
I want to have actually a big tub I can lie in, not the 5-foot tub where my neck sticks up, but I want a 6-foot tub, and actually I want one you can just walk right in.
Well, when we look at the renovations and getting the homes ready for sale, we really want to just spruce it up enough to make people think that they could live here. We don't want to customize it to any specific person.
Yeah, they may not like it. Yeah.
Right. They may just tear it out anyway. So we don't want to spend a lot of money. Our goal is just to spruce it up to make it look attractive enough for people to say, hey, I could live here.
Mm.
Yeah. We also want to remove any of the mysteries. You know, if people see a stain on the wall, their first question is, what's going on here?
That's a good one.
You know, so our goal is to remove all the mysteries that people may say, gosh, I wonder about this, I wonder about that. Because those will take people a step backwards in the process of buying it. We don't want that. So what we do is remove those mysteries. We obviously, we're going to disclose anything that we know, and that is a requirement. But we're going to spruce it up to make it so that they're not blaring at us.
Oh, okay. So you fixed the house up, you did minor renovations, you painted the house. What's the next step?
Well, then it's ready to go on the market.
Okay.
We are very aggressive in our marketing. There are many things that we do. We utilize, obviously, print advertising. We use the Internet extensively. We spend a lot of time and money in the things that we do on the Internet because our goal is to create a large funnel, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I had a client the other day. He said, Dan, what's your scope of marketing? You know, how far will you reach? I said, you know, I was just joking with him. I said, you know, I limit our marketing to this planet. I don't go any beyond this, you know, because the Internet is all over this globe.
It is.
Yeah. You know, and what we're finding now is there's people, the buyer may not be from this island.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the weakening of the dollar, we've got the euro rising.
Mm-hmm.
We've got people moving all over the place. So we want to create that huge funnel, and the Internet's really what we focus on.
Yeah. And what else? Can you comment on, and people that say, well, I want to use a discount broker. Can you comment on that? I mean, don't get yourself in trouble now.
Discount brokers will definitely save you money, but not necessarily. See, because although they're charging a very flat, low fee, it depends on what you're getting out of.
Mm-hmm.
See, what I ask people to say is, what's your net result?
Mm.
Not what's your net result. And if you're doing all the work, and if you don't have the expertise or the marketing background or the negotiation skills to handle that or experience, then where are you going to end up being?
Well, good comments, Dan. We got to take another quick break. We're here each Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. on KHVH AM 30 and also Wednesday evenings on Olelo's Channel 52 at 7 p.m. Let's take one last quick break. This is Percy Ihara with today's Kupuna on AM 830 KHVH.
Hey, you with the rumbling tummy. What's for dinner tonight? My name's Sat, short for saturated fat. And I love it when you eat the foods I'm in, like cheeseburgers and pizza.
Move over, brother. I'm trans, the bad fat you've seen on the news. Might I tempt you with some crispy fried chicken and fluffy biscuits?
Come on, get into your cravings.
We can't wait to raise your bad cholesterol.
And clog up your arteries.
The Bad Fats Brothers. Don't let them break your heart. Learn more at AmericanHeart.org/facethefats.
Aloha, this is Brian Schatz, Executive Director of Helping Hands Hawaii, one of Oahu's largest social service agencies. We help hundreds of moms every month with diapers, beds, bus passes, desks, chairs, and whatever they need to keep their families together and their lives in order. We need your help. Please call the Helping Hands Community Clearinghouse if you have a household item to give away. We'll even come to pick it up. Call us at 536-7234 or visit HelpingHandsHawaii.org. Thanks.
You're listening to Today's Kapuna with Percy Ihara. If you want to discuss the topic of the day, have a question, or want to make a comment, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 888-565-8383. Now back to Percy Ihara and Today's Kapuna.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Today's Kapuna with Percy Ihara and actually my brother here, Danny Ihara, talking about selling and buying for real estate. And because he's here, he does so much with seniors. I want to have an insight. Actually, you know, you're doing pretty good. I didn't really, some of these tips, that mysteries one, really, that kind of stuck out. I mean, it really does make a lot of sense. You know, when you walk in, I bought and sold houses. When you walk in, yeah, you finally, what's that? What is that? Where did it come from? Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
So we prepped the house. We're putting it on the market. I chose you. What's next?
Well, then we work on the transition mode. You know, there, many of our clients have an idea where they want to go, and we help them with that transition. But also, if they're thinking, well, they're not sure where they want to go and they want to look at condos, then we help them do the search.
Okay. Let me take a quick question here from Lana.
Oh, hello.
About your rehabilitation loan. Yes, Ms.
Yes,
Lana, how are you?
Hi, Dan.
Hi, how are you, Lana?
Nice to meet you. Nice through the phone. I'm a recipient of the rehabilitation branch. I called because I just want to give a plug for that program. You know, when you have a home, that your home is well, for me, it's the only equity, I have, you know, I have a home. And because I wanted to upkeep the house, you know, it takes money. And when I found out about the rehabilitation branch, I went through it, and I'm so thankful that I did, because if you do it right away, when your house is not, you know, really falling apart, then you have more advantages of getting more loan, and you know, you don't have to work so hard. I mean, use that money that you borrow to fix your home.
That's
and
right.
Once you fix your home, your house go up in value. And
yeah.
I'm glad that I did, because later in down the road, I told myself, you know, when you're getting old, you got a plan. Especially, I'm a young senior. You got a plan for your future, because the longer you wait, the harder it will be for you. You know, because right, everybody gets all kind of health problems,
yep.
And when you're healthy and able to function, that's when you gotta take advantages of all the programs which is out there. You know, like they say, seek and you will find. Because if you hustle, you will find programs and people like you and Percy. So when I heard about Percy, I mean, I knew about reverse mortgage. That's what I was waiting for. But, you know, you have to be 62 to be qualified, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I am so glad that I went with Percy with reverse mortgage, because now I can literally live within my home. I can be comfortable. I purchased my long-term care insurance. So I'm pretty set. I have all my health directors, everything in order. And now I'm going to let my house work for me.
Well, that's great, Lana.
So that's why I'm glad you folks out there trying to encourage the older people, but you got to do it when you're younger. And make sure you have if you have children, have one child, like my daughter, she's here, and she's always involved. Even Percy, you know, you met her her husband. You know, because you need someone to really kind of look after you, make sure everything is in order. But if you're yourself, That's why I trust Percy and someone like Dan.
Well, thank you, Lana.
So, okay, take care.
Have
I'll
a
see you
weekend. Hopefully, it's come down to senior fair.
Yeah, bye-bye.
I'll pick up a coffee mug. So, Dan, yeah, she actually did a rehabilitation loan a few years back, actually. It does help people because the rehab program the city county does, qualify is very easy.
Well, let me comment on Lana's, one of the Lana's comments there was that to do things while you're able-bodied.
Yeah.
You know, I had a client a person come in today in our seminar at the seniors fair, and he said, you know, Dan, I want to do this, but I don't want to pay taxes. So there's two things you can't avoid in life, death and taxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he said, well, I don't want to pay the taxes. Well, you can't avoid it. He said, well, the longer you wait, the more difficult or more challenging it could be. Because what happens if you fall down and you break your hip or something, then you're not mobile enough, and it's going to be difficult times to prepare that home for sale.
Well, it's very stressful dealing with a contractor. Then, you know, all the contractors are busy today, and they might have to do another job. Or if it rains, you know, they can't work for a couple of days. You want to get it going. Where do you live when they renovate your home?
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody the other day. She called me up and said, Percy, I ran out of money. I said, can you help me? I said, it's kind of hard. It's hard to get financing when you have a construction project right in the midst of construction. A lot of people don't want to finance a property or a contract come in and finish somebody else's job is a liability.
That's correct.
You know, so you fixed the house up, you listed with you, and you sold the house. You walked through that transaction.
Even before they sell the home, we're starting to search for their next home.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right, because we want to get a jump start on the process.
Right.
So we're gonna once we get it ready as far as preparing it, we'll put it on the market. We take the person around our clients and show them homes that are condos that would possibly fit their situation. I had another client the other from the last seminar. They live in Kaneohe, very nice young senior. But they had a home with a number of stairs, and they knew that eventually they couldn't handle those
stairs. That's a big problem, stairs.
So they're thinking, you know, condo, and then, you know, but they want to live in Kaneohe because their friends are there. And so, well, we'll take a look there, and we also should expand our search to other areas that might be opportunities for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the midst of still searching for them.
Now, I know you have a service because I use a service. I tell you kind of like what I'm looking for, and do you do that? And then you get an email whenever anything activity comes up or something that fits your profile.
Right.
I'm looking at trying to possibly upgrade to a bigger house. My son's getting bigger, so I know I get an email from you every so often whenever there's a something that changes or there's a listing on the market that I might be interested in.
That's correct. What we do is there's in the MLS system, there's a 89 criteria, so to speak, that we can enter into the system. And once we do that, you create a profile for you.
Right, property profile.
So once that anything that hits the market within that profile or anything that has a price change.
Right, I've been changing the prices coming down. One started at $1 million, one was $900,000. I waited, come up to about $700,000. Maybe I'll think about it. Wait, so automatically?
Yeah, those are automatic notifications. Oh. That's correct.
Is there a charge for that?
No, there's no charge for that. We set our clients up. The process that we go through, because we get so close to our clients, we spend a lot of time with them, understanding their needs and wants, and that's really, really important. Because if we don't understand their needs and wants, how good is it in helping them?
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time identifying, and through the search process, we show them things that maybe they didn't think about as far as where they want to live, the communities, the type of building, the type of layout and the floor plan. All these things will flush out over time, and it's a process.
Yeah.
We never push anybody or pressure them. It's something that we kind of guide their hand. It's kind of like working with mom and dad. I mean, you just kind of walk them through the process.
Well, you're a testament to that because I know you have a lot of senior clients because I've clocked a lot of them where they've seen me around time with, oh, yeah, you're Dan's brother. Usually they mentioned you're Senator Leslie Howard's brother, but now they say you're Danny Howard's brother. So I know you work with a lot of seniors in the marketplace I'm with. So you find a place. So when you do a walkthrough, how do you hold a hand and what exactly?
Most definitely. Once we find the property, we'll walk them through the 45-day escrow process. There's an inspection period which at any time we can cancel. But make sure in our seminars, the buying seminars, we explain to people basically how to cancel a contract.
Oh, I see.
And you won't find that common in a real estate agent because once you cancel a contract, obviously we don't get paid. But we strongly believe that if you can educate people on how to cancel a contract, then they're not afraid.
Oh, I see.
And they can execute when they need to. Yeah.
Because they have, is there like a rescission period or something like that?
There's a 15-day, typically 10 to 15-day inspection period. It's called C51. And during that period, you can cancel for any reason. But it's a time that we can have a home inspector come in and inspect the home and identify the pluses and the minuses of the property.
And who pays for that fee?
The buyer pays for
buyer
that.
Buyer pays a fee. So if I'm listing my property, I would have to pay for an inspection for my house if the...
Not if you're selling yours. The buyer would pay for the home inspection.
Oh.
Yeah. Buyer pays, that's his own home inspection.
Oh, I see, I see.
The termite inspection, though, is something that typically the seller does pay for.
100% of that?
Yeah, typically. Okay. And that's when the termite inspector comes in and identifies if there's any live termites or damage due to termite.
Oh, I see. What about if you're listing it? What do you do in a situation if you got it listed and your realtor was really good and then a month later, 2 weeks later, doesn't sell, and your agent doesn't call you back? Can you cancel that contract?
Yeah, you'll have to take a look. Each contract has a listing period time frame.
Are they typically 6 months?
6 months to a year. That's correct. But there are ways you can get out of it.
Right.
Basically, most agents are going to let you cancel because, you know, if you don't want to work with them, then why should they work with you?
I get calls every once in a while that they're trying to get out of it, but the realtor said, no, I can't do it. So I said, well, call his boss. I don't know. But
yeah.
I do see situations like that. I get a number of calls, people that they're in a mortgage, they're stuck, or they want to downsize. But, you know, so when they downsize to a house, how traumatic is it from a house to a condominium?
Oh, it's probably the most traumatic situation you'll need. Be faced with, because, you know, most of our seniors have lived in their home for a long time. All those emotions and experiences are tied to one property. Now, when they're moving into a much smaller living environments, and it makes it very difficult for them to deal with that. You know, we had a client in Manoa, a very sweet lady. She lived in a very large home in Manoa, and she wanted to downsize. We took her shopping. We actually sold her property.
Mm-hmm.
We helped her get into a condominium of her choice, but we showed her a number of them. And then after she bought it, she wanted to do a lot of things to it. So my wife helped her for about 2 months to renovate the home after the home closed.
Wow.
Just to help her go through the process. You know.
So what kind of things did she do? I mean, was she like the condo what she bought?
Well, she bought it. It was a fixture-upper.
I see.
She just liked the building. And that was the only unit available.
Mm-mm.
So she bought the unit, and we walked her through the process. We had our people come in and help her renovate the home to her liking.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, Dan, we're almost finished here. Any one last tip or story you want to mention?
No, actually, we'd just like to invite everybody to tomorrow's senior fair. We'll have a home selling seminar for seniors at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And it's free?
That's correct. That's free.
And look for your upcoming seminars and also your advertorials in the advertiser, I guess. So.
Feel free to visit our website, www.wowhomes.biz. And actually, if you click on, feel free to give me a call at 256-7873.
Okay.
But if you visit our website, there's a section called About Us. And once you click on that, there's another section called Testimonials. And you can click on that, and you can see dozens and dozens of testimonials from our clients.
Oh, good. And I know, I like that email thing. If you use email or have your kids work with email, that you'll get an email when the price changes on the house you like or any listings come up in your category. So anyway, thank you very much, Dan. I appreciate you coming down last minute notice. But we're here each Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. and every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on Channel 52 Olelo. Again, this is Percy Ihara, your host of today's Kupuna. Aloha and live well.